Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, I want to share with you the lesson with $300 million entrepreneur. So I met with a friend here, his e-commerce business doing $300 million a year. What he told me just like blew my mind, like completely blew my mind, because he's running this business since 2012. What he told me is so different from most people, how most people run their businesses. He told me that for the first like 6 years in the business, he didn't get paid. Right, he basically didn't get paid. He was reinvesting every single dollar back into the business. He could pay himself, right? He could pay himself very well, but he decided to maintain that very strong like discipline, right? And that's reminded me when you read the book about John D. Rockefeller, one of the best like entrepreneurs of all times. He was this disciplined as well. He has this like, you know, book where he kept every little expense that he was making. He was so diligent about finances. He was so diligent about numbers. And at any given point, even though like after probably at the age of 50 or so, he disattached from the business, he could tell you in every one of his, you know, major businesses, he knew all of those numbers, like the revenue, like the gross margins, the cost of, you know, goods, whatever, you know, those numbers have been for him. And that just gave me perspective, because what I've realized, like most entrepreneurs, they don't track their numbers. There's like apps that can help you to do that. You can do your custom solutions. You can have your own like business analyst, but the discipline to not take money out of business, right? Like so small number of entrepreneurs have it. A lot of people, when they start making some money, they buy cars, they buy real estate, they go on vacations. I bought this car when my business was already like multiple eight figures a year. That was my first car. A lot of people don't have this fucking discipline. A lot of people just blow their money on stupid stuff. If you're making that choice, you're buying that Gucci bag, or you're buying that NFT that, I mean, you didn't really care about, but you buy it just to show off. Those type of things add up, right? And it might be like, oh yeah, just I'm having a good time. It's okay if you have a good time like once, you know, let's say once a year, once every 6 months. But if you have that good time consistently, it adds up. And then when times are good, humans feel very positive. But then when things don't go as well, and 2022, we're heading in a massive recession. That's what I believe in. And obviously, and now it's kind of like this time where it's like still very positive. Like I'm living here in Miami and the real estate prices blew up. I think a lot of people buying this real estate just to flip it or just to make a quick profit, and there will be the time to pay for all of it. Let's say you buy it because your business does well. Now you feel more comfortable. Now you feel that you can spend more. Your e-commerce business does well. You're hitting like a few winning products, doing like $1 million per month. Life is good. $1 million per month is nothing. $1 million per month is absolutely nothing for e-commerce business, because if you truly want to grow it, you'd have to reinvest in a lot of stuff. If you want to have like long-term advantage, you'd need like inventory management system, right? Like you probably need like a warehouse. You probably need like obviously you can keep it lean and clean, but you're keeping that barrier of entry very low for your competition to come in. People can stop buying. And I've been through this period like many times in my life in like with e-commerce. I mean, we've had products, we've done very well, and then suddenly someone comes in and they're just better marketers than us. We don't expect it, our numbers tank, and everything goes to shit. So that happens all the time. But then, you know, what we would have at least at that point is financial discipline. I wouldn't go and buy like an airplane, although I could. Why would I buy myself like an airplane? You know, I had some friends, they're making like, I don't know, $5-10 million a year profit. They're buying themselves like an airplane. Why the fuck would you buy yourself an airplane? I mean, you can get the charter if you want to. You can get a private airplane, but they buy it because now they can show it to everyone on Instagram that they bought an airplane. There's nothing wrong with that, but there will be a time to pay for it. And
hey guys, people have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, and we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just like too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works, and we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member, we'll share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there.
You know, humans are generally very optimistic. You think like tomorrow will be good. That's why you have a lot of these people on Wall Street, right? Or even movies. If you watch the movie Wolf of Wall Street, those guys are making insane amounts of money as for hired people, as for employees. I mean, they're making millions of dollars. And that's like in 90s when, I mean, the dollar has a lot of buying power, but they didn't buy real estate. They don't buy assets, they don't buy like stocks, they don't buy something that will get them like a passive income so they don't even have to work. They're buying stupid stuff, they're buying humongous houses, right? You buy like a $50 million house or $20 million house, you have to maintain it now. You probably need to have like 3, 5, 10 people. Like you need the whole fucking team to manage that house. And if the house is like 10,000 square feet, now you need like 3 people just like to come in like every week or a few times a week to clean it up. Now your overhead just from that would be like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 per month just to maintain that house. And it's good when times are good, but then times are also switching. So humans forget that when times are good, they will be bad. And also they forget the opposite thing, the time when the times are bad, that eventually they will be good. And I'm relatively young, you're probably also young, so you haven't seen that in your lifetime. But what would be good is, and that's a lesson from Ray Dalio from the book Principles, when he would go back and evaluate how all of these crises happened, why they happened in the first place. Even though it didn't happen during his lifetime, he would go back and evaluate it because now he has the lessons from, let's say, how Sweden or, you know, whatever country had a bankruptcy or a crisis and how they recovered from it or how they haven't and what have been the lessons in it for everyone. Being more conservative with your finances until it's paid for by your passive income, right? People talk about passive income the way most people talk about, like, you can't have like passive income with like investing $1,000, right? Unless you're very lucky. Like sometimes you can. I mean, there are definitely exceptions, but most of the times you have to build your business, you have to build that momentum to the point where it's basically producing that cash flow, right? So real estate is one of the very good assets for that. We are looking heavily into real estate because that is an asset class that, like, I mean, people always need to live somewhere, right? Like whether metaverse or not metaverse, like, I mean, if people sit like in metaverse like 24/7, that technology change wouldn't change the fact that people still need to live somewhere. People cannot live in metaverse and be on the street. I mean, people still need to rent an apartment. And so now if you have the apartment, you rent them, now they pay you. That's also one of the reasons why we moved to United States. If you put your like $10 million to buy real estate, I mean, in Europe, you only would buy like so many units, right? Here, you put your $10 million or $20 million or $1 million and you get leverage, right? Like, well, let's say like 1 to 3 or like 1 to 5. So let's say you buy like $10 million, you put $10 million, you get $30 to $50 million worth of real estate, right? Just because of the leverage, because of the financing system that allows you to borrow here a lot more freely than, for example, in Europe. I've lived in Europe, so I know how I see how to compare. Now there are a lot of people killing it in Europe as well, you know, with leverage financing, but it's definitely not as accessible in Europe from my perspective as here. But the main lesson here, guys, is be conservative with your finances, right? Be prepared for a big shitty crisis. I mean, it will happen. The collapse will happen. People start buying less. A lot of e-commerce business, a lot of dropshippers, a lot of people just will go out of business. That's just, I mean, they'll like, you know, and even the people that are doing well now. So if you're doing well now, first, you got to be in the right environment. You got to be in the right community. You got to be where the right information is. So book a call with our team. We will see if you can join our mastermind or our community where we share like these type of recession-proof strategies to help you protect those assets, also to be as profitable as possible during these times when everything is still good. So that's number one, being in the right environment, you know how to get out of it. And second, just be disciplined with your spending. I think that everything will ever be like shiny and beautiful and profitable, but it won't. And when it stops being that way, this is when you have to readjust, and this is when you have to be prepared for that. So once you prepare for that, you can absolutely destroy during those times. You can buy out your competition. This is what we are planning to do, actually. We will be buying distressed e-commerce businesses for pennies on the dollar, and we will be growing those businesses the way we've always done. So this is it, guys. Thank you for watching. Let me know what you think in the comments. Interesting to hear what you think about this. I believe there is a big crash coming, and it will be nasty. And when that happens, I prefer to be prepared. Let me know what you think, if you're preparing for that. And talk soon.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's Alex Veratov, 3F at the end, because I share behind the scenes strategies and things we do in our 8-figure business, and also in my personal life. So make sure you follow me, and I'll see you there.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.